Oh yeah, buddy.
You know how.
Oh yeah, man.
Game day. Love that intro.
Yeah. Game day.
That's it.
Super excited, man. Welcome everybody to another episode of On the Range Podcast, brought to you by Warhawk Tactical and Kelly Defense. This is the place where we talk all things America. So Rick, it's game day. We've been talking about it. I'm super excited that it's here.
What is
your initial thoughts on what's going to happen in today's game?
Well, first and foremost, let's look at it, right? So I think probably both teams was not going to deal with Philadelphia's rules or whatever, because to sit there and go, hey, you can't have the Corps cadets or the midshipmen, whatever their numbers are, because it's a lot. So I think, you know, going to the academy, you know, first and foremost, spot on, right? Hasn't been at West Point since 1943. So why not, man? You know, bring it back. I'm all about it. You know, again, I can't really talk for the Navy side. I think their goat was either stolen. Plus, who has a goat as a mascot? But anyway, either stolen, eaten up by the Army, whatever. But really, this year, you know, the thing I like about the Army is every year they kind of they try to debut a unit within the organization. So this year it's the 25th ID, aka Tropic Lightning.
Tropic Lightning.
Yeah, man. So I'm all about keeping that history alive. I'm not sure. I put a post out today. The Army put something. Somebody had one of their helmets had an 82nd patch on it with the Ranger tab. So I don't know if that's a prior service guy that went to the academy, you know. But anyway, if you looked at his flash, first 505.
Yeah, man. I couldn't believe that.
Yeah, buddy. A place that we know very well.
Oh, yeah.
Although times have changed and doesn't quite look the same.
They all have their bathrooms now.
Elevators. Whatever, man.
Elevators. Yeah, yeah, man. But yeah, the new uniforms are badass. I'm going to bring that up here in a second. You know, I like that too. But the Tropic Lightning is badass, man. They had a good video. I'll throw this up here in a second. But yeah, I like that as well. Now, you know, to Navy's credit, they have some badass uniforms too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Yeah, but I don't know they ever do anything history. You know, it's like, all right, cool. You got a cool uniform, but hallmark your ships, or I don't know how the Navy does business.
Yeah.
But that's the part I like about
it. Yeah, they kind of highlight, or they take the design on, you know, based on something. Like I think Golden Knights was one, 1 year where they had the you know, it looked like the monument out in front of DC where the planes are, you know, kind of spreading out. It's pretty cool. Actually this year's the Army, man, their uniforms are sweet. They're always cool, but they're sweet this year. I love that Tropic Thunder logo, you know, the 25th ID. I love that. Yeah.
So while you're doing that, a couple things, you know, we got Bill. Yeah, buddy. Great. You know, it's great to see, you know, this is a service game. Who's going to win? Well, America does win, buddy, but I still will see. Hopefully Army will have a W in that column. Chris, good to see you on, buddy.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I'm looking for a W.
100%.
I'm looking for a W. Yeah. Last year, Navy won.
Hey, we won't talk about last year. That was last year. This is this year.
Yeah.
But the, you know, the cool thing is keeping that heritage alive. I think that's an important thing that the Army does. And then if you look at the gloves, it's pretty cool because they got the 25th ID patch. Kind of split it. They split it in the gloves. So,
yeah, it's absolutely the greatest rivalry in sports, bar none, hands down. Michigan, Ohio State. I get it, guys. You know, Big Ten. I get it. But man, Army Navy, forget about it. Never miss it.
It's the sister service rivalry. You know, think about it. Do we ever talk the Army Air Force game? Nope. The Navy Air Force game? Nope.
No.
Yeah, I mean, the Army Navy game is, you know, the sister service rivalry when it comes to football.
And I enjoy watching all the academies play. Don't get me wrong.
Sure.
I mean, I do. I enjoy watching them all play, and I always root for them. And, you know, but man, yeah, the Army Navy game is huge. It is a big event, big event.
Yep. And then it was funny. I don't know if you saw Duco's post today. Something to the extent of, let's go play Navy. Never heard a kid say that, you know. gotta throw those jabs in there, man.
Yeah, man. They got a nice looking uniform this year too. I don't know what it's. I mean, they got the Marines represented in there this time, and you know.
Yeah. Well, they've got to, man, because typically, I mean, the Marine Corps kind of gets kicked to the side, and I'd probably say that the majority of their players are probably ending up going to the Marine Corps, would be my guess.
If there's a Navy guy out there, you know, if we're wrong, correct us, man.
Hey, correct us, man.
Yeah.
Be true to it, but
yeah,
not quite sure.
Yeah. They are sweet though, man. Their uniforms mm-hmm. are sweet.
Yeah.
I had that up there, you know, with our logo in there, but yeah, they are sweet. I like them, but mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the only day of year that I hope Navy beats or Army beats Navy. It's the only day mm-hmm. of the year.
Yep.
And the jaw jacking, you know what? It wasn't quite as intense this year. It wasn't quite as intense.
Because, you know, I just think this has just been a crazy year. Mm-hmm. Chris, I'm trying to read Chris's fun facts. Nice,
oh, yeah,
man.
Hey, Chris. Yeah, man.
So the commandant of West Point is his former brigade commander. So,
really?
Yeah. When were you there, Chris?
Because, that's a great connection right there, man.
100%.
Yeah, that's cool.
You should have hit him up and got us some tickets, man. What's up?
Yeah.
And I'm willing. Well, you know, like I said, I still, what's up?
Go ahead, buddy. Go ahead, buddy.
No, I was just saying, I'm willing to bet, and I'm curious to see if you want to say fan side, you know, what they're doing for fans. Obviously, the Corps cadets and midshipmen, that's the priority.
Yeah.
But you know, if anyone knows out there watching, listening, whatever, did the game get moved to West Point to beat, you know, Pennsylvania's whatever rules they were? Because I honestly don't know. One could make the assumption, but I'm not 100%. So
yeah, if someone wants to correct me, my understanding is that without fans, without ticket mm-hmm. prices, without concessions, the money that would be spent is it Lincoln Field? It would not have been able to be feasible for Philadelphia to hold the event. Now, having said that, you know, the impact to them is it's great just like everybody else, but the impact sure. to the academies, I know specifically Navy, 60%, mm-hmm. I think, of their entire athletic budget comes from ticket sales of the Army-Navy football game. So it's a shame, and I tell you what, if we hear of anybody that has some kind of a way that we can donate, because in order to get a ticket, you mm-hmm. have to make a donation to one of the respective academies, and then you have, you know, have the opportunity to purchase a ticket. And yeah. So if there anything comes up where we can help, you know, make up some of that, if there's a GoFundMe page, whatever comes out, if anybody knows about that, and if we find about it, we'll let everybody know, because we sure. want to continue. And, you know, the impact on all these state schools has been great, even Clemson. Mm-hmm. They're a huge school. You know, they're track and field. Some of the other sports, you know, got hit hard. But, you know, the academies are not immune from that just because, you know, some of that's tax dollars. But, yeah.
A
big, big hit to their athletic department from no ticket sales.
Yeah, I mean, you look at all the schools. I mean,
oh yeah,
college football is a huge, you know, inject, you know, for these schools and stuff. And, you know, without it, it's like, wow. So, but I, you know, I get that. And personally, I'd rather see, and I don't know the seating capacity, I don't know how many they bring there and all the other backdoor admin stuff. I'd like to see it played at the academies, personally.
Yeah.
Play it, you know, go back and forth, you know. So if Army's got it this year, and I don't know if Annapolis has a field or not. I'm sure they do.
But you know, the big thing is to be able to get, you know, 70,000 people in the stands.
Sure.
Yeah. Paying full price. I mean, you know, it all comes down to money.
Sure. 100%.
Yeah.
But again, not knowing, I'd be curious to know, might be a Google fact here. Might have to check how many seats are at West Point. Because
Yeah. Figure. Well, I can tell you right now, I'm looking to get a little bit rocked. I've got some Lead Slinger bourbon whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm working that. You got anything you're working on right now? I know Chris is. What are you working on, Chris? But anyway, what do you got going on, Rick?
Sorry, I'm trying to sit there and Google Seats.
That's right.
So, of course, the one, the only Taconic Distillery. Mm-hmm. If you guys haven't tried them, absolutely fantastic bourbon, man. Highly recommend it. So
veteran-owned. I love the veteran-owned side of the house. Love that.
Oh yeah. So
I could use it. We could all use it. It's 2020.
Dude.
Forget about it.
So Google for what it's worth, and that's the whole thing, is you got to take it, you know, for what it's worth, because we all know that stuff is manipulated, works, whatever.
Sure.
And you know, here's the thing, man, for the viewers, listeners out there, guys, I would say this. If you have faith in, if you want to say, Google any of that stuff, you're probably missing the mark, man, because those dudes are going to tell you what their agenda is, what they're trying to push, everything else. So I would caution that, just Rick's two cents. Not that I like to always go down the political roads and everything else, but you know what? At least for me and the rest of the, you know, small businesses out there, I'm tired of having these guys manipulate us, because in essence, that's what they do. So you don't you don't even know me, but you're going to penalize me because I'm in the firearms industry, or I'm going to say something about America that you don't agree with, or I enjoy my freedoms, or, you know, bourbon, or whatever the case may be. And then all of a sudden, there we go. You know, you're going to sit there and you know, kind of restrict us as far as what's going on. We're getting close to national anthem time.
I think so. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Yeah, boom.
Didn't know he was going to be there. Nice.
Yeah, there's midshipmen. They're going to get ready. Mm-hmm. Look at him, man. He's eating it up. Eating it up.
Corps cadets.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see. Trying to see if they can pan. Yeah, so it doesn't look like. I think that's it, man. I think they've basically got the Corps cadets and the midshipmen.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me see if I can get this.
That stadium looks pretty full though, man.
Yeah. I mean, I bet you they, with all the cadets in there, let me try to see if I can get some volume on there. I want to hear the national anthem. But yeah, it looks like there's got a pretty good crowd going on there.
Yeah.
All right.
To by then President Thomas Jefferson, West Point is training ground across generations for leaders such as Ulysses.
Looks like it's a little chilly up there.
Douglas MacArthur.
New York's always chilly.
Oh, man.
Dwight D. Eisenhower. But that's where Teutonic's from, too.
Very inhospitable, some may say.
Mm-hmm.
Nearly two decades in the 40s and 50s. Football coached by
dude, too bad. Lake. How do we not have this program when the hot Nathan's hot dog thing was going on?
Was one of the dominant teams in the
killing
country.
Me.
Last play.
Well, it's like anything else, brother. We're figuring stuff out.
The Navy game was moved from its traditional home in Philadelphia because of the disorder created by the health pandemic. So today,
I guess, Chris is still on, we still don't know what you're drinking. If you want to highlight, you know what, Chris, if you want to be on the show, let me shoot you an email. Shoot me your email. Maybe get it, Rick, if you can send it to me, we'll shoot it. Oh, God. Bro, did you watch it that year? They had like a foot of snow in Philly. Oh, there's cadets.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's listen in a little bit.
For the invocation by Army Chaplain Colonel Keith Good.
Join me as we ask a blessing on this day, on this game, on our land. Almighty God, creator and sustainer, here at the end of an incredibly difficult year, we stop for a moment to focus on the joy of America's game and ask your blessings. First, bless this day as we recognize it is a gift. We did not make the sun rise. We do not make the earth turn. but we see the light and we feel the wind, and we're thankful we're not enjoying the rain. Lord, for this gift of life, we thank you. Lord, bless this game. Here on this field of play, two teams will strive with all their might to win. But soon, in the days ahead, we may ask them to deploy to a field of battle. And in that day, serving together as one team, they will once again strive with all their might to win in defense of our nation. How thankful we are for the devotion displayed by these players on the field and by all in uniform who surround me from both academies. And so, Lord, I pray that you keep them safe, bless their dedication, their discipline, and their sacrifice. And finally, Lord, bless this land. May we as a nation humbly learn the lesson that is being played before us by the cadets and midshipmen today, that we as a nation, even as we strive, are ultimately on one team, and that only through our dedication to the truth, only through our discipline to do what is right, and only through our sacrificial service to others can we ever hope to win over the challenges that may lie before us. And so, Lord, bless this day, bless this game, and Lord, God bless America. Amen.
Amen.
Woo! No. Yes.
And now,
well done, Chaplain Good.
Remain standing for the presentation of our nation's colors and performance of our national anthem. Performed jointly today by the Glee Clubs of the United States Military Academy and the United States Naval Academy.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming?
Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight
o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
And the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Boom. If that don't get you fired up, nothing will.
At Mikey Stadium.
Not hearing you, Mark.
The truth. Yeah. There we go. That's good. That doesn't get you, man. Nothing will.
Yeah. Roll in. Here comes the
Here comes Army. Yes!
7-2, oh,
they
man.
They look hungry, brother.
Oh, yeah.
They look freaking hungry. Gosh.
We'll probably watch Navy come in doing the what's that one dance they
the
were Dangling doing?
Style. Dude, if you guys know what we're talking about, we posted it. Yeah, poor choice. You know, there's nothing else you can say about there. There's the midshipmen. Got the Army guys already out on the field. Got the Navy and got the Marine Corps flags. Got the United States. You know, yeah. The American flag out front.
They're all.
Yeah. There's a lot of people there, bro.
The Blue yeah. Angels fly over the Apache helicopters as well. You could barely see them.
I mean, if it holds 38,000, I won't say their capacity, but they're pretty full.
Yeah.
You feel it?
I mean, look at the background there. Yeah, they've got a couple little spotchy spots in there, but dude, for the most part,
that stadium's bigger than I thought. Something's missing. You know, just that stadium's a lot bigger than I thought.
Today? Yeah.
So what we're playing by doing, guys? Go ahead, buddy.
No, just saying. They said 38,000, so we'll see.
Musical quarterbacks, it seems like, for both squads, and I think
that's what we're planning on doing, guys. We're planning on getting into the game, and then I think we'll come back again, right, Rick? You want to do that?
Yeah.
And we'll put out a post, make sure that everybody knows about it.
Yeah, I think we're going to try to do what, halftime show?
Yeah, do a halftime, see what we got going on.
Put it together in in the second half and now, showed why. With that
Navy has had some trouble scoring points. They've had some trouble scoring points this year.
Just look at their
record. Arline is the quarterback for Navy.
Yeah, Xavier Arline is the quarterback. He's running the offense now. I think he's a freshman, but anyway, they got a running back named Nelson Smith on the Navy side. He's a runner. But I got to tell you, with the number of wins that Army has, I know Navy, I think Navy beat Tulane, who beat Army, but I'm not sure. But anyway, it's going to be tough uphill running for the Navy midshipmen today. Yeah, I got my last year's jersey on. Hope to redeem ourselves here. You know, I got the, the calf patch on there this year. It's the 25th ID. Yep.
Nice.
Number 54 for Navy. From Fort Lauderdale, Florida. He's a tackling machine. Watch him all day. He'll lead the team in tacklings. And Amadeo West, number 52, the captain, Oceanside, California. Ladies and gentlemen, his last game. And in a month from now, he'll be on our team helping us fight for our safety.
And Jeff Munkin told us in 32 years of coaching.
And we thank him for that, buddy.
Oh, yeah. All those guys. I mean, think about it. Think about those kids, right?
Yeah.
So say what you want. We are still a country at war. We have not kind of put the final seal on the GWAT.
Yeah.
So for guys to sit there and volunteer, so you figure for some of these guys, you know, 4+ years ago, you know, granted things were ramping down, but, you know, still knowing the potential's there. You know, hats off to him, man. I mean, good on him. So,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah. That's true, buddy. You know, our boys included, you know.
Mine's a drill this weekend.
Is he? Oh, hopefully they find time to watch the Army Navy game. Hopefully they allow them to do that.
I'm sure they'll sneak something in. Yeah.
So, all right, buddy. Let's watch the kickoff. Let's watch the kickoff, and then I think we'll
do that,
break, and then we'll watch it, and then we'll go from there. But, yeah, man, USAA, you know, we don't really plug big companies, but they are actually broadcasting this for free for everybody this year. So that's a great thing. We're able to bring it to you guys and hopefully have some fun with it. Hopefully I'm not too rocked to continue, you know, once Navy starts to go backwards.
Well, here's the thing, right? There's a high probability we might have a halftime. We may not have an end of show. Might be all like,
yeah, yeah. So, that was by design. We figured we'd have a better chance of being able to get something in at halftime. So,
yeah.
But all right. Well, you know, we got the. I'm sure we're going to have tons of Army, Navy, and you notice all the recruiting now is pretty much it just says military. It doesn't say like Army, Navy. Have you noticed that?
No.
No? I mean, you do see some, you know, Army and stuff like that, but a lot of times it's just, you know, both of them together, everything together.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Not that I watch a whole bunch of TV, but I haven't seen any type of commercial since I don't know when.
Really?
Again, it could be on there. I just don't. I'm not a big big TV watcher, but.
Michigan Stadium in West Point, New York. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I think
they just loaded it up with the part of the midshipmen and the Corps cadets. 21st playing of the
Army Navy game. My name is I do not gamble or bet against on this game. I don't ever bet against Navy or any of the academies. But I'm sure there's some money on this coin flip.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you can bet anything these days. Of the United States of America, Donald Trump. Navy, you're going to be calling. Yeah, them Navy uniforms are badass, man.
Yeah.
They're nice. Army Navy logo. They're going to get all uglied up on that grass, though, here in a bit.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, Bill Jordan, my absolute favorite sporting event of the year. Yes, sir. I'm with you, buddy.
That's it, man. Mr. President. Like you said, America wins.
Yep. It is tails. Maybe you want to. But Army's going to be the victor.
Oh, yeah.
America wins. Navy has won the toss, has elected to defer
their option to the second half. You will receive the football. So it looks like the Army's going hard to the pink and greens, man. I think everyone's starting to transition to those things.
Yeah. What do you think
about that? But I got to tell you, man, well, here's the thing. My man wearing his beret with no boots doesn't. Got to have the jump boots, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I'm with you on that. Oh, Richard Wright. Yeah. My son is there today. Go Army.
Nice, buddy.
Well, I'm guessing if he's there, he's in the academy. Congratulations on that. We appreciate you and his service. Yeah, man. Go Army.
Yeah. Thank him for his service from us, man. And that's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Roger that, man. God. You know what? I know we got some things going on scene shows, but if we ever get a chance to do something for the Army-Navy game, dude.
Yeah.
And this was going to be the year I was going to go. This was the year. Yeah.
Well, a lot of things are supposed to happen this year. And
Roger that.
But, you know, but here's the thing, man. I mean, it's what these kids have to go through accomplishment-wise to get up to these academies, man. It's impressive.
Yeah.
So you've got some go-getters. And I can't speak for the Navy side. I know the Army part of the curriculum is they all have to do some type of intramural sport. So it's just not like you're up there doing your academics.
Man. Oh, no. Yeah, we got to do something. Yeah.
You know.
And then many of them are NCAA, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, but at a bare bones minimum, you got to do intramural, you know. Yeah. So it's like saying, "Hey, you're going to get out there and put effort forward."
Here we go, kickoff. I tell you what, man, what a sight!
Yeah. Oh, come on, dude, should have ran it back.
I love that 25th ID patch, man.
Yeah,
that is awesome.
No, it looks good. Like I said, I'm trying to figure out. I don't know what the deal was with that 182nd one. I don't know if that guy was. I'd love to know if he was prior service or what the deal was.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe we ought to reach out to him, see if we come up with anything.
Here's the offense that joins him. Led by senior Santa McCoy, leads the team with 10 rushing touchdowns.
Wouldn't that be the bomb, man? First play, drive to the end zone.
For all of our Navy friends, I hope that's not the case, but I hope that's the case.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I do.
Here we go. First down.
And it'll be the yeah, they're getting after it, man. They're going to be a little pushing and shoving going on.
Oh, yeah.
The Navy defense for you.
Wasn't an impressive right, way to come out there. Wasn't an impressive way to come out there, Army. Come on, man. Come on.
Dude, I love this helmets Navy's got.
Yeah. Yeah, not, yeah I don't know what crazy.
No, he's good. He's a good player.
Yeah. I don't know what crazy patches they've got on their uniforms. How many? Not very.
I think they've come up with something. You know, they're normal. They're normal helmets with the anchors pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty badass, yeah. But.
Well, that one they were showing earlier was halfway distressed. I mean, that was pretty tight.
Yeah. So. All right, homie, we're going to break until halftime. And then all you guys, hey, man, if you're listening on YouTube or watching on YouTube and Facebook, go ahead and hit those likes. And go ahead and comment, interact with the pages. And then if you're listening on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or iTunes, go ahead and comment and rate us and interact with those pages as well. Thanks for being here. We will catch you at halftime. Go ahead, buddy.
One last thing. If you guys are looking to be on the show, we're taking – you know, our all of our guests out there. So go to On the Range Podcast at IG, shoot us a DM, include your email address, and we'll send you a link to get on the show, man.
Yeah, well, hopefully we'll be able to get to everybody. But if we don't, we apologize in advance. But hopefully we do.
Yeah.
So, all right, buddy, enjoy the first half. And all right, I will see you in a few. All right, Rick.
All right, buddy, sounds good.
Thanks for being here, guys. All right, man. All right. All right, well, brother. Here we are.
What up, guys?
We've grown. We've grown since the last time we were on the air. We have another with us. Why don't you go ahead and introduce him, Rick?
Hey, so we got Brian. Brian works out at Academy out in San Diego. Gracious enough to host me out there. And as you guys can tell, that are viewing, we've got us a ship jumper. So I think we have us a Navy supporter that was talking some smack. I think 14, Brian, was your prediction?
Yeah, he made a prediction. 14-0 Navy.
Hey, make them bold.
Yeah.
Make them bold or don't make them.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Here's the thing, buddy. You might need to take a piss test because I think you're smoking a little something.
Well, I don't think we're going to have an old-fashioned shootout. I can tell you that. This is a ground. They're fighting for every inch out there.
Yeah, my wife commented on it earlier. She's like, not the highest scoring game, but yeah, these games are awesome though because of old school football. But these defenses are going to be tired in the second half. I think we'll see some more points coming out.
Yeah,
with all that running. So. We might be up 8 points total.
Well, I can tell you one thing that's going on. They are laying the leather down there, man. They are hitting each other. From what I can see, they're getting after it a lot. A lot of jaw jacking, but they're definitely throwing some wood down there.
But see, here's the other thing, man. Visibility is rubbish out there. And I don't know how it is for those guys in the field, but just trying to watch the game, it's hard enough. So
yeah,
one can only imagine, you know,
yeah,
how's things, yeah, you know, how's visibility that visibility? Terrible. Yeah, I don't which think totally changes. No, I mean, that was like that last play. So you saw the ball go. It's like, okay, they threw it somewhere. No idea where it's at. So,
yeah, I think the two longest plays was a 13-yard run and a 28-yard pass. And that was about it.
Mm-hmm.
Not a whole lot of offense going on out there, but, man, they are getting after it in the trenches. It, you know what? Most of these games turn out that way. They have, you know, the run option. And, you know, I don't see a whole lot of option going on. They're just doing, you know, the old student body left and right most of the time.
Yeah.
So
I don't think they've got a whole bunch. I don't think they've got a whole bunch in the playbook, you know. I mean, it's you got poor visibility, so you're kind of, you know, restricted as far as what you can do.
Yeah.
And, you know, how many different run plays do these guys typically have?
Plus two fairly new quarterbacks on both teams, so they don't know that whole playbook yet either.
Yep.
Yeah, I think Navy's, what is this, his third start?
I think they said it's his third start, but Army's is his second. Something like that. So they're both fairly new.
Are they? Yeah. Well, I know is the Navy guy. He's a freshman, isn't he?
I believe so.
Yeah. So they're young guys. I mean, it's a tough setting, and everybody's emotional. They're getting after it. But you know, it's been a pretty good game. Been a pretty good game so far. You know, if you're a fan of football and you like the thing going on in the line of scrimmage, then this is the game for you.
Yeah. So hey, it looks like we got Chris trying to get on board as well.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Yep. There we go.
There he is.
Chris, can you hear us?
I can hear you now.
All right, buddy, man.
What's up, guys?
What are you doing?
Watching the game.
Yeah, I like your Go Army shirt.
Ah, thank you, man. Thank you. You know, I'm literally about 20 or 30 minutes away from the Naval Academy, living here in Baltimore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, it looks like both student bodies are there. How many, what is it, 8,000 total, I think, that were able to make the game? How many people go to the, you know that, Rick? How many people actually attend in any given time at the West Point?
I don't even know what their numbers are. I'm sure West Point has the entire Corps of Cadets out there.
Yeah.
And then you go look at, because think about, you know, even when they play in Philly, they're still loading all them cats up. I don't know how they're rolling them up there, LMTVs or whatever, man. But no, that's
cattle trucks, crap cattle trucks.
They bus them. They bus them. They were just here in Baltimore, here playing at the M&T Stadium for where the Ravens play a couple years back. Obviously West Point came down and they bus them down with the nice Greyhound buses and so is the Naval Academy. And I'm always seeing the cadets at Bethesda, Walter Reed. Doing their medical stuff, and they bus them in those nice, you know, big Greyhound buses out there.
Yeah.
Dude, bring out the cattle cars. Hey, come on, man. That was just like what the Army in their last play, not having anyone out there to get the ball. Dude, you got to quit on the battlefield. Give me a break, man. Bad show. I mean, get the boys out there.
The Navy probably has the Navy probably get limousines.
Oh, that'd be airport.
That's him.
Oh man!
You feeling outnumbered?
We're always outnumbered. I mean, where I live though in California, I mean, it's more Navy Marine Corps. So, and then I had Panones out at the facility today, so he split down the middle because he half and half.
He,
so
Yep.
He did?
He dabbled on both sides. Yeah.
Yep. He was Marine and Army.
Yeah. He's originally a Marine. But something had to happen. We should roll him on here because something had to happen to make him swap over. So,
yeah.
He got tired of eating all them crayons.
Oh, man.
Well, I can tell you, you know, even though it's not a really high-scoring game and there's not a whole lot of throwing going on, it's still my favorite event of the year as far as college sports goes. Yep. Absolutely no question. You know, the whole spectacle of it, I'm down with it. You know, freaking love it. Love it. See the president out there, you know, it's so symbolic. You know, you hear the planes go over, you don't see them because it's so foggy. That's the way it is, man. You never know they're there, but they're doing their thing. And that's what these kids are doing. They're getting after it today. They're definitely getting after it today.
So last year, I actually had tickets. It was in Philly. Man. And it took a while for us to get into the stadium because of Trump. He came in and the security was backed up. So we ended up just tailgating at the end. It was super cold too.
Yeah.
Didn't it snow last year?
It did.
Yeah.
It was freezing, dude. It was cold.
Yeah, 2 or 3 years ago, they had 3 or 4 inches at the time of the game. Mm-hmm. You know, it was crazy. But man, they still played. They still played. Yeah. Army won that one. Navy won last year and Army won the 3 before that, but it's a tight one. It's a barn burner, this one.
Yeah, so my thing is I like to go to Annapolis usually, like if I don't have tickets because it's so close, but I go to Annapolis wearing Go Army. And,
right.
And I didn't go to the last one because the last one was the Navy beat the Army, but the previous one I was in Annapolis, dude, it was awesome because it was just me and some other random Army dude in there in one of the bars in downtown Annapolis. They were like, wow!
Oh,
and
man.
Then I had to book it before I got beat up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
Here's the thing. Probably one of the classic Army-Navy signs that I have seen was somebody from the Corps Cadets, and this has been years ago, holding up a sign that said, Navy goes to Waffle House sober.
Oh, man.
I'm going to disagree with that statement.
Oh, come on now.
Well, a lot of the guys are talking about they're going in the Marine side of the house. A lot of the football players were mentioning that they are going on the Marine side.
Yeah,
Brian, you know the demographics on that?
What?
As far as football,
I have no idea who's going. I was going to say a lot of type alphas and. You know, on these football teams, they're either going to go Navy side to go NSW or they're going to go Marines to go do the, you know, the MARSOC Raider type thing. Other than that, you know, in my career, I've met very few ship drivers and ship people that went there, some aviators, naval aviators, fighter jet pilots, stuff like that. It went to the academy, but I think most of these type A's don't want to ride a boat around for their career. So a lot of them go to Marine Corps.
Hmm. Do those guys even fit in a fighter jet? Like, seriously?
it depends. So I got to go I went to a school, same place that Top Gun, I went to a school. And I was sitting about 215 in the back of the F-18 at that time, and it was very tight.
Not bad.
But it was cool.
Yeah, of course. That's super cool. By the way, I don't know who you are, man. I'm Chris. So,
Brian, I'm a little Navy guy in here.
Sweet.
Brian was our lone Navy guy we could get. Chris, just so you're tracking, Brian's out at San Diego at Academy out there.
Okay,
so
awesome.
He runs that facility out there.
Awesome. Nice to meet you, Brian.
Nice to meet you.
And it's funny because when I go out there, typically I'm the lone Army guy because it's either, you know, Navy or Coast Guard out there is like the kind of the go-to. So this is a prime opportunity, you know, throw a little mud back to go, all right, what's up there, Navy? Not looking too good on the gridiron today, you know?
Right. But I will say, I think everybody I've hosted last year, everybody military, Army background, all of you.
Really?
Yep. So Mac, you, Ken Stratz, and Noner, all Army background. Yep.
Come on, sailors, step up to the plate.
Here's where it comes right here. It's a 17-0 run, second half.
Is that you got the Tactonic going still, Rick?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, I got.
Damn it!
You guys didn't see earlier. I got the Lead Slinger from the Black Rifle Coffee guys. Yeah.
Got to make what you got whiskey. I got the 10th Mountain in here, Rick. You remember that stuff? Navy doesn't have any bourbon, so I had to go to 10th Mountain. So.
Yeah.
Why is that?
What is the Navy drink? Is it champagne or
mimosas?
Everything.
Mimosas. Whatever's wet and has alcohol. I mean, spent a lot of time in some crazy ports, so everything. You're getting us confused with the Air Force.
I guess.
Air Force. Yeah,
them boys live large, though, man.
Oh, man. I mean, yeah, they do.
They are large and in charge.
Air Force or the Navy?
No, Air Force.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're living large.
Because you got to think, right? And this is just from outside of experience, and I'll let Brian kind of, you know, expound on this. But, dude, if you're basically a six or below, you're trash to the Navy. You might as well just be, you know, chucked off the side of the boat. Once you hit that chief or that seven mark, it's like all of a sudden you get these holier than now powers. I get somewhere fancy to eat. I get somewhere fancy to stay. I get a fancy new uniform. You know, it's like, all right. So what's the lineage behind that, Brian? Any idea?
You know what? I retired as an E6 because I wanted to stay operational for my whole career. I didn't really care much. They have a certain path to go to make that E7 level. And they got these little rookies they want you to do, and I didn't want to play ball. I just wanted to stay operational. So I also go to the E6 for about a decade. You know, but I got to fly in helicopters every day and shoot machine guns, and I'm happy with that.
So, yeah. Hey, funny you say that. I did a contract with a company called F3A, and we're out there doing a contract with SEAL Team. We're out there in the Gulf of Mexico. You guys hear it?
Yeah, a little bit. There's a little bit of.
Is that me? Or?
No, I think. Do you got the game in the background?
Let's stop.
Did it stop?
Yeah. It stopped.
Okay.
Anyways, we're out there in the in a destroyer in the Gulf of Mexico. We're doing some training out there, and some of the Navy guys came up to me. It's like, who are you guys? What are you guys ranked? Because we're all retired SF dudes, and me and I don't know if you know Todd Yule from C-37. Rick, do you know Todd Yule?
Anyway, I don't.
Anyways, they're like, yeah, we're both E8s, and we both got invited to do the mess chiefs or the chiefs mess. Is that what it's called, chiefs mess?
Yep.
And I'm like, holy shit, what the fuck is that?
Dude.
And yeah, so I guess if you're is it E7 or E8?
E7.
E7 and above to go there to eat with the, with the senior master chief, is that what it's called?
Yep.
The guy that runs the extra, I guess the senior enlisted guy out on the destroyer.
The command master chief, probably.
Yep. So yeah. That was pretty cool. That was pretty cool experience.
Yeah, they live life. I mean, but that's also the part I went into a couple of different units that I didn't see a boat in my last 10 years in the Navy. Mm. I was land based. So, you know, I'll take that. I'm good with it.
And which is funny because in the Army, the higher you get, the senior enlisted guys eat at the very end. All the Joes eat first. All the junior enlisted guys eat first. Even the lieutenants, everybody, usually the top, you know, enlisted guy, the first sergeant major, eat last in the Army.
Yeah, but our chow halls aren't segregated either. Everything's segregated there.
Yeah.
Because I remember we went up to the beach one time with my team, and it's like, the mistake was giving them ranks. We didn't know that, right? So why is the team split, half staying in Shangri-La and half staying down in the ghetto? And once we kind of figured that out, like, oh, no. These dudes are all promoted. You must have had their old list, you know, when they were all, you know, no, they're all sevens now. Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Well, their ID cards don't say that. We haven't got – it just happened, you know? It's like – so we bamboozled the Navy out of that one. But, dude, yeah. I've had some fun Navy shenanigans, man, like ringing the bell on the quarterdeck. I don't know. I figured I was important enough, you know, Army guy coming on board, you know, ring the bell.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
You know, Oh, yeah.
Seems like a shame not to do it, right?
What? Why not? I mean, yeah. You know, the Seals want to sit there and quit, you know, to ring the bell. I said, hell, I'm granted, it was a land-based CQ is kind of what we refer to it as, but I think they call it the quarterback, you know, and there's this nice shiny bell. And I'm like, well, damn, looks like it needs some ringing.
Oh, yeah.
Not just a one ring. I'm going to like ding-a-ling-a-ling this thing. No,
you got to get after that.
Golly, man. Navy guys about lost their mind. It's like, oh, yeah. God.
So well, every ring at the bell's got a different meaning. Your whole
hell
life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said, Army yeah. guys coming in here. I mean, we got to ring that thing a lot. It's important.
Yeah. You know, the broadcast is always good too on the Army Navy game. They always have a lot of, like Rick said, military friendly and military highlighted commercials and things like that, man. And Nestler and Daniels are, you know, I think they're heavily SEC biased, but you know, they're amongst the best in the biz. They've been doing a good job. I mean, they've been mentioning how hard it is for them to see the game. But these guys are running hard, man. I can't wait to see what happens in the second half. I think those points that Army left on the field is going to loom large when you're talking about these small numbers. So I don't know what the heck's going to happen. I don't know what the heck's going to happen.
Well, it's kind of hard. They can't even see on the field. So I don't even know how they're doing those long passes out there. Mm. Those Hail Marys. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw they interviewed the coach, and the person interviewing the coach was like, I can't even see 60 yards past down the field. It's so thick.
Yeah.
Super thick.
You're just running a pattern and hope something lands in your lap. Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't land in the other team's lap. You know what I mean? But Navy put the ball on the ground a couple of times. I don't know what was going on with that too. I mean, they can see each other when they're handing it off. I think everybody's jitters are up. Maybe we'll calm down a little bit, settle in. Maybe we'll see some scoring. But, yeah, it could come down to 3 points. That's what I mean. You know, if Navy scores a touchdown, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough.
Historically speaking, they're usually low scoring games. Like, it's on the fourth on the fourth quarter that they usually ramp it up really good.
Yeah.
It seems like it. But they're usually low scoring games for historically speaking, for the ones that I've seen in the last couple of years.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't go down the field with the ball in the air very often. They run it and they pound it in there. But Navy is stout, man. Navy is playing very stout. And you always think that at some point it's going to slow them up a little bit. We're getting ready to kick off for the second half. You think it would slow them up after taking that punishment, because most people don't like that. But they've been hanging tough in there, and it's been just a great game so far.
Watch this. Navy will drop it.
Ah, oh, shoot. That's terrible.
New penalty.
That means the ball goes on to, 35 or 40. Come on, man.
Here it is. They're getting tired. Here it is.
Yeah, there's Nestler and Daniels right there. Remember old Vern Lundquist? Whatever happened to him? How come he's – Vern? Yeah, I don't see him around very much.
No idea. I mean, those dudes are no spring chicken, so I'm sure at some point somebody –
Vern was up there. He wasn't looking so good.
Yeah. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see. Oh!
Yeah, they called that back.
Yeah.
It was an interference, yeah.
I mean, it's like right there. Yeah. You know, right there, visibility doesn't look too bad.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Curtains. He said touchdown.
What?
What the hell?
Oh, we're behind. We're behind.
You're behind, guys.
Oh, no.
I'm lumped up in the old bedroom with my busted foot, so I got it online. You'll see it. Here he goes.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, next play.
Best run of the day, maybe. All right. I think it's time for more whiskey.
Yeah. All right, guys. I'm a cuss. Yeah.
All right, buddy. Hey, thanks for joining the show, Chris. And appreciate, you know, you're the first return guest that we've ever had.
Hey, boom. I'll allow that. I'll take it.
Oh, yeah, man. All right, buddy. Be safe out there.
Guys.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, see you guys. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
All right, buddy.
All right, Rick. This is the one you got to pay attention to.
All right.
Oh, man.
I think we're a little bit time delayed, so I won't jump.
Yeah, I think we are. Same formation. This time going to the right for us. Dude. And he got a big opening. And now he's into the secondary. All right, one more move.
inside the 10.
Yeah. I don't think he had quite enough wheels on that one.
Yeah.
About a yard short.
Mm. All right.
Yeah, I got to get back.
Damn it, Ricky Bobby.
Oh, the midshipmen are going crazy, man.
Of course they are. Unbelievable.
That's what this game's going to come down to, one or two big plays, I think.
One or two big plays, yeah. Yeah. Yep.
And typically the QB run play isn't one of them, you know? But,
but in the end, America wins on this game. So.
Yep. Yeah.
100%. But it's 100%. Just it's good smack talking. You know, at least we've got some, you know, Navy presence with you, Brian. So appreciate that, man.
Talk smack, and even better when it's aimed at the Air Force, you know.
So you say so did you bet in, you put anything down on this? You pretty confident about the 14 Navy by 14. Because I think Army was favored in this game, right?
I think Army was favored by 5, but I didn't. Yep. I do have a close proximity to Vegas, but we can't online do anything, so I didn't.
Yeah. You know, he lost that ball going into the end zone. I wonder if that's going to be it. Yeah, that's what they're reviewing. So he lost control of the ball, and it hit the pylon, right? So if that's the case, that means Army gets the ball on the 20.
Well, it depends. So if you cross the goal line and fumble in the end zone, it's still a touchdown. If you cross, if you fumble the ball,
I think he's down. Yeah, I think he's down before he fumbles it.
Might be.
Yeah, because his knee goes down. He still got control, so they get it.
Yeah.
But Wayne Hyde is the referee. Here's a call. T. Keener 82, go Army 82. All right, man. He's about to make the call. They joined us on the chat room.
Call's going to be go back and get some grip strength there, jerky.
Oh, God. That kid has got some wheels, man. That R line.
The thing I like about this game, though, is there's probably not a player on there who has aspirations to go into the NFL. They're just playing to love the game, which is just unheard of anymore.
Well, yeah, none of them believe that they're Roger Staubach, right? They know they're going into the Navy or the Marine Corps.
Well, that's what they signed up for, right? And I've talked to some, you know, I call them kids because that's what they were to me, but some graduates from the academy that could have went and got scholarships to universities. They're like, they wanted the prestige of number one serving and two, especially going to the academy. That was like, and I mean, that's awesome. It's like hats off to you. So, but yeah, like I said, it's all for the love of the game.
Awesome. And in the long run, it's probably the smarter like career play. Cause even out of college, I don't know what the percentage of people is that make it to the pros. Very small though.
Oh, very, very small.
Very small.
All it takes, think about it, right? So you can be sitting there playing whatever year and have some catastrophic blowout and you're done.
Done.
You know, if that was your life ambition was to, you know, go play pro ball and you blow out your knee or something else, man, it's done.
Well, I know baseball, it's like 0.018% if you're even drafted, something like that.
Yeah.
And then the number of those players in baseball, most of them are pitchers, you know how that is, but and then the percentage goes even lower for folks who actually make it into the big leagues.
Yeah, it's like that, what's that movie from the 90s, The Program?
Yeah.
Where they had the linebacker and he just wanted to go pro and I don't even get a college degree, blows me out.
Yeah, James Caan was the coach in that. That was a good movie.
It was a good
movie. It was loosely based on what, like the Florida State or something like that?
Yeah, probably loosely based. Yeah, the guy who played Lattimore, I ran into him at a rock concert about 10 years ago. He's a super cool guy. That guy's massive, though.
Oh, yeah. The big muscle guy.
Biggest human I've ever met in person.
Yeah, he's a big dude. He's been in a couple of movies.
He's one of those guys that's been in everything, and you just don't know his name.
Yeah, I think he's the guy that played – isn't he the guy that played Michael Myers in the redo of Halloween? Yep. Yeah, that guy's a monster.
He's huge. He's probably – there's a picture of me on my Facebook page standing next to this guy. Rick knows I'm not small, but he makes me look really little. Like he's 6'6", probably 300 pounds, and a pro wrestler.
Wow. Did he play football?
I don't think so. I think he was a bodybuilder.
Because he's a freaking monster, man.
huge. Now he's not quite up as ripped as he was.
Yeah. Well, he's got to be getting up there. I mean, when was that movie?
It was in the 90s, somewhere in the 95. Omar, 95. I graduated that year.
Yeah, Omar Epps was in that movie, right? Wasn't he the running back?
Yep.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
Oh, yeah.
That guy's a monster, though. All right, guys.
All right. Sounds good, buddy.
Hopefully Army can change the tide here a little bit.
You watching it right now? A very important play about to happen.
No, I'm watching it online here. I'm behind here. Yeah, I'm still at the very important play.
All right.
Yeah. All right, guys.
I'm gonna roll out of here.
All right, man. All right, thanks for joining us, Brian. Nice meeting you, pal.
All right, Brian.
See you, buddy.
Later. Have a good weekend.
You too. Right.
Bye-bye. Bye.
All right, everybody. We're out of here for the day. Thanks for joining our special on the Army-Navy game. If you're watching, go ahead and subscribe, like, interact with the pages on YouTube or Facebook. If you're listening, go ahead and give us a rating on Spotify and iTunes and Apple iPodcast. Really appreciate you joining us today. We're going to finish the rest of the game. You guys enjoy the rest of the game and have a great weekend. And hope you enjoyed the show. We're going to do more of these.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks,
Go Army. You got it, buddy. Go Army. Beat Navy.
Beat Navy. All right, buddy.
All right, man.